Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about Micheál Martin's looming trip to the White House. So he's in Austin, Texas today. Tomorrow he flies to Washington, D.C. And then on Wednesday he meets Donald Trump for the so-called Shamrock Ceremony. There have been suggestions that because Donald Trump signed this executive order delegating March as Irish Heritage Month, that Ireland was now in his good books, as it were. Susan Garrity is with me. Susan's a former MSNBC producer and writer and a freelance journalist based in the States. Susan, are we right to be so optimistic?
Oh, Kieran, that's a little bit of a bait and switch. Every president signs that declaration for March, that it be Irish Heritage Month. So I would not put too much
on
that.
Oh, no, Susan, our hopes on that.
Well, it sounds to me like Micheál Martin's making a lot of the right moves to go into perhaps maybe a bit of a defensive crouch, as well he should. He's announced that he's going to meet with some groups after the visit on Wednesday in the Oval Office to talk about anti-Semitism. And, you know, that's a topic that hasn't really been brought up in the Irish media a lot. There's a great deal of concern about Ireland's position on Palestinians. And there's a great deal of influence there. You would almost say, Kieran, after all the years that I've been covering Ireland's Irish-U.S. relations, you almost could say there's a swap in this White House between Ireland, trading Ireland for Israel at this point. And so it's a very big concern.
Do you expect that to come up in the Oval Office itself, that someone might bring it up?
Well, certainly the Taoiseach is not going to. Certainly the president's not going to, hopefully. Now, if you were to have maybe the Commerce Secretary, who's been none too supportive of Ireland in the past, as has been dug up, it's all about who's in the room. The good part about Wednesday is that the vice president will be hosting the Taoiseach in the morning for breakfast. And so hopefully he won't be able to make it scurry over and make it for the meeting then in the Oval, because really it was J.D. Vance who started the whole political kabuki theater of going after Zelensky. Without that pit bull next to him, hopefully cooler heads will prevail.
So what are the landmines then that Micheál Martin will have to avoid stepping on? Let's imagine for a moment J.D. Vance isn't there. But, you know, there's going to be press there. We saw that question about a suit that was put to Vladimir Zelensky that, you know, got certain people's hackles up. Somebody could ask Donald Trump about whether Ireland is a tax haven. Micheál Martin might want to kind of jump in and defend our honour in that regard. Someone could ask about Gaza and about Palestinians and about Ireland joining the ICJ. So what's he going to have to be conscious of?
Well, you know, he's got three things that he has to just be really careful about, because it's been my experience, and I covered Donald Trump on the trail when I was at MSNBC in person. And for his first go round in the White House, he puts his finger up, he licks it and sees where the wind is going. So you have to be really careful if the stock market's really failing, which is, it's not having a good day today. If that becomes like another pressure, and then you start hearing about EU tariffs, you don't want Micheál Martin, you know, holding up the EU flag and you know, being the atlas on behalf of the EU against tariffs. The other would be, obviously, the other big issue would be Gaza. And let me tell you, in all the years I've been here in Washington, all the years I've been associated with both Ireland and the U.S., I've never felt Ireland really called out on many levels for their position on the Palestinians. And I think that those are the two biggest treachery points.
So what lessons can he divine from the meetings that have already taken place? The Zelensky one obviously got a huge amount of attention. Emmanuel Macron seems to be a kind of a Trump whisperer. He is remarkable the way he can correct him and do it in a way that Donald Trump enjoys. And then we saw another version of how to deal with him again, where Keir Starmer produces a letter from King Charles. We can't do something like that. But it strikes me, we could invite him here for the Ryder Cup in 2027. He'd still be president.
You could do that. I don't know how that would play. You have to tell me how that would play with the home team.
I mean, it wouldn't play that well with the home team, Susan. I'll be honest with you. But if it protected people's jobs, we might be able to hold our nose and put up with it.
Well, I would say I noticed in the Taoiseach's announcement just that you almost like the Trumpian kind of Trumpy rhetoric, where he said the beautiful doom bag, I guess, in the statement from government today about his meeting at the White House. And I don't know whether you expect the Taoiseach's statement to have like an adjective describing a golf links as the beautiful doom bag. That just struck me as kind of a Trumpy rhetoric. So I think this isn't his first rodeo. I mean, of all the people in government, I mean, it is, if anyone can tread and get in and get out without being attacked or at least minimizing it, I think that it's fortuitous that it's Micheál Martin at the wheel.
We sometimes, and every country falls prey to this, we sometimes exaggerate maybe our own importance in the world. And Ireland is a small country. It punches above its weight in economic terms, but small nonetheless. And our colleague here in News Talk, Ivan Yates, this morning described us as a pimple on the backside of an elephant. We just need to put our heads down and get through the meeting and come out the other side. Probably not bad advice.
Well, wouldn't you say that? Wouldn't that be always when you're going into the Oval? I mean, I remember back when Biden was vice president, he offered his condolences to Brian Cowan as Taoiseach, and Brian Cowan had to step up to the microphone and said, "Did something happen to my ma?" I mean, Biden got bad information at that time. But whenever you're on the world stage and the Oval Office is just the epicenter of the world stage, it is the rare country that has an appointment viewing with the Oval Office every year. And it's really, I think it's very courageous to come, and it's probably the right thing to do. And this is a Taoiseach that's seasoned and will be, I think, as best equipped to get through this as anyone in Irish politics today.
Susan, thank you so much for speaking to us. Susan Garrity is a former MSNBC producer and writer and a freelance journalist based in the States. A lot still to come on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout, unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power, Peloton.